Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. Pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony as he walks in the door. Producer Matt, he's here as well. It's a, I don't think it's going to rain today. I think it's that day that's kind of in between the rain, but we'll see. Good morning to you, Jim. How's everything? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's okay.
All right.
A little sluggish start today for some reason.
Me too.
Well, actually, I know the reason, but that's okay.
I know the reason for my sluggish start too. I have a mouse here, not a mouse, a live mouse, but a computer mouse. And there's a right click and a left click sort of thing and a middle scroll. The right click, the clicker on the right is what really functions the thing. It's what makes it go. It's operable about 70% of the time. And so that's tough when you go to click and it's not working. So
basically you're saying your mouse has right side discomfort, sort of like Starling Marte.
It does. It has right side discomfort. You're dead on. And so I've sent an email to the, but here's the thing. The computer tower is behind a locked case here.
I know that.
So I can't just get a mouse from another computer, quick fix, whoop, flick it out and go from there. If I could, I would. But I can't do that. So I've sent an email to Vic and to the people that are the people in charge in these parts, and hopefully my mouse will fix. So if I go to say, like, and Joe said this, and it's supposed to play the sound and there's a pause, that's why today. Because I've clicked and I'll click on it like 7 times before it finally works. So that's why. Why is there a sluggish start to your day, Jim? Because the sound wasn't cut up?
Right.
Okay, there it is. Somebody slapped.
Actually, let's see. You know how my thing sometimes doesn't work?
Yeah, let's hear
it. Let's see.
The numbers.
Oh, that worked. Okay, good stuff.
That's no fun.
All right, speaking of sound, we got to bring in producer Matt because we have noticed something that has happened, and this is on Instagram. Now, KDKA, we love KDKA. I mean, we love all the news people.
We like all the stations.
Well, we like all the stations. We don't like all the people. And I'm not going to tell you who we don't like. But we like about 90% of the local news people, right?
Right, yeah.
Would you say about 90% of them?
At least.
Yeah. We'll at least tell you the people. From Channel 2, we like everybody. They're great, right?
Right.
I can't think of anybody. From Channel 4, we don't really know. But you like Ashley. You know Ashley Dougherty pretty well, right?
Sure. Guy Junker.
We like
Guy
him.
Guy for years.
Who else works at Channel 4?
A lot of people.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else. Oh.
Sheldon.
Yeah, and Ryan Recker's a super good dude.
Yep.
So we like him. We like Jackie Kane.
Okay.
Yeah.
We haven't got to Channel 11 yet.
Yes. Who else works at Channel 4?
Well, a lot of people do.
What's like her?
Kelly Fry. Michelle Wright's very nice.
Yes, they're all super. Channel 11, Gabrielle DeLuca. She's sort of kind of still new. Her dad listens to our show every day. We like her. Jennifer Tomaszczuk. Yes. We don't really know many people from...
Harbaugh's pretty cool.
Harbaugh's great.
Scott Harbaugh. All the weather...
Kevin Bennett. Which I know his name is Benson, but we call him Kevin Bennett.
Yeah.
So anyway, we have noticed, though, our friend from Channel 2, Amy Wattis,
The Snapping Turtles.
The Snapping Turtle story from yesterday, yes. This irks Matt more than anything. You know how you have those little quirks that you're like, it's only indigenous really to me, but it bugs the hell out of me. Like, it bugs me when, like, someone leaves a light on in their room or something. Just, like, weird stuff in your life that doesn't bug other people.
You mean, like, when people park in visitors' parking spots?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That bugs me.
Right. Well, it really bugs Matt the way Amy Wattis says KDKA on her little Instagram's kind of stories. They do a minute Instagram report all the time, and she does it. So, Matt kind of pulled a couple of them off the internet, off Instagram. How does Amy Wattis say KDKA?
Hi, everyone. Amy Wattis here from KDKA.
All right. What about the next one? A different one. He ripped about like 3 or 4 of them off. All right. What about another one here?
Hi, everyone. Amy Wattis here from KDKA.
KDKA. He doesn't like this. Why does this bother you so much, Matt?
I don't know if it really bothers
me.
Yes,
it does.
It's just something that I've noticed. It's the same way every time. It's
KDKA.
Kind of a...
And also on the Instagram things, she says the same thing to begin every report. How does it go?
Yeah, it's just, hold on. Let me pull this.
She
up
says the same exact. I don't know if it's dictated to her or if it's just her style, but every single time when your Instagram comes up and it's Amy Wattis, it starts like this.
Hi everyone, Amy Wattis here from KDKA.
Okay, I'm sure that's a. I think that's
a mandate.
Yeah.
Oh man. So KDKA, it bugs him. I mean, he will tell me all the time. Did you see Amy Wattis? Did you see Amy Wattis? KDKA. I wonder if she survived the turtles from yesterday, though.
I hope so.
You know, I was walking out of here, and there's a guy that works downstairs. I didn't catch his name yesterday. He works downstairs in, like, that investment firm. And so I'm walking. He's walking in, and he tells me, he goes, hey, you're going to have a good – he goes, have a good day today. I go, you too. He goes, watch out for those turtles. And I go, oh. And I'm thinking, like, of course, on our show, we talk 3.5 hours of sports – little bit of turtles, that's what sticks with people.
Yep.
And he goes, I live not far from you and Jim. I live in the Grandview plan. You know exactly where
yeah,
that is.
910.
He goes, that has to be right near where we live. I saw the report. He goes, but I don't understand how you don't just get a shovel or something and move that turtle along. What kind of goof needs that? And we talked for 10 minutes downstairs about these turtles.
It's pretty basic.
I know. I'm KDK, yay. So you're just mad because she has a broadcast job and you want that job, don't
no.
you?
Yes.
KDKA.
I respect her, really.
She's good.
Yeah.
I think they're all good. There's one person. You know what? Text us, 412-928-9370, and guess the person who's on the local news that we don't like. Is it just one person, Jim?
KDKA.
It's not her.
No.
It's more than one person?
I don't know.
Okay. Mark the tractor trailer driver says it drives him nuts when his wife doesn't clear the cook time off of the microwave, and he'll look up and he'll see like 6 seconds left. It drives him nuts. You know what? That drives my wife nuts. She'll come home and see that because I'll like heat something up like macaroni and cheese or something for the kids, and then she'll come home right after and she'll walk right up to it and like, I wish you'd clear that out. The other thing, when
why
I don't
you just let it go till the end.
Because sometimes like when you hear a big pop and you see an explosion
I know what you mean by the pop. I usually ignore it though, because what I do is I'll hit the mic and then I'll like go someplace else in the kitchen, so I'm not right there. And I usually time it out pretty well so that it doesn't explode.
David Johnson, we like him.
Yeah,
good guy. Somebody texting it. You know, I guess
I've met him, but no, I haven't seen him for a long time.
You know what else bugs my wife is whenever I load the dishwasher and the cups aren't like, she'll watch me load the dishwasher. She'll watch me load it. She did this last night. She watched me load it and I put a cup in. It's like a glass, not a cup, but a glass. And I'll put it in. It's like a little tilted, or I'll just kind of stuff it in there. You know, I don't want this one to miss the cycle. This one's got to make it in. I don't want it to sit in the sink. We'll get on the bus. Just grab the handle. Sardine in here, buddy.
I'm with Raina on this one.
So I'll put it in and I'll shut the door. A step behind me, she'll open it back up, rearrange 11 things, and make sure it's all uniform.
Yeah, so it doesn't like make noise and they clink together or whatever.
Pomp, no, we love him. Mike Harvey, yep, like him. Is it a guy or a girl you don't like from local news? We're not telling you. Susan Copen, no, she's great.
She's
Mike Harvey,
nice.
Nope, like him. Susan Copen, wasn't Susan Copen the one that had like that near-death experience? Was it Susan Copen?
I think so.
In Shadyside?
She was at, I believe so. She was at Pond Skimp at Seven Springs. She was one of the judges.
Which I'm allegedly in on next year.
No, we made a strong case for your presence.
Yes, so that'll be... Oh, I think I could have wrangled in there this year, but I just... nobody thought to ask me. Sally Wiggin. No, it's Sally Wiggins, they write. No, we like... Vrazella. He's on the fence. but he's not... We kind of like him. He's okay. Marty. No, we love
Marty. People are really jumping on this.
I know. There must be 40 different texts here.
Can I just... While you're reading, can I...
yes.
Just a real... Here's a peeve right now. There is a new red light on Route 8 for no reason.
Where?
Elf and Wild.
What do you mean it's red?
Red light, two days in a row. No, nobody coming out of the intersection.
You know what? You know what? Is that where that cabinetry place is or whatever, where people
park
and go fishing?
Where the mulch is.
Yeah, same intersection. That's what I'm thinking. Catty corner of that, there's a cabinet, like a cabinet place in a doctor's office.
Okay, I don't know about that. But
there's a hill that comes
down.
Yeah. I saw it from afar and it changed green. Okay. For me.
Well,
John Steigerwald. Well, I don't like him, but he's not on the news anymore. Peggy Finnegan. Janelle Hall. I like her. She's married to John Meyer.
Meyer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good. No, she's real sweet.
2 days in a row. And then today, the light turned green.
Yeah.
And then I was
Peggy Finnegan.
No, 50 yards down the road. And when it turned red again, and there was no cars coming out the side road.
What are you going to do? Call somebody.
You stop and then go.
Right. I mean, what are you
going to
do?
My problem was is that there were other people that were already stopped.
Uh-huh.
They're not familiar with this chicanery.
Wendy Bell. No, she's not on the news anymore, but she's a handful.
I've never met her.
Bob Kudzma.
Kudzma?
Yeah.
He drives a school bus now. He went to UNH.
That's what I thought.
He's a University of New Hampshire guy.
Did you ever discuss UNH with Bob Kudzma?
I think we did, and I don't think Kudzma knows who I am. He was in here. No, he was in here once talking to, like, you know, Larry Richard and Shumway and those guys, and he was like, oh.
How does it go then? Bob Kudzma doesn't know who you are. How does it go? You just made the list? Is that what they say? I think that's how it goes.
I've never heard that before.
Yes. Ron Smiley. No way.
Great guy.
That is not the guy we don't like.
He was a pawn skim, too.
Ron Smiley was.
Yes.
Ron Smiley's a super good dude. Didn't you say Ron Smiley appears taller on television than what he is?
Yes.
I'm sorry to throw you.
No, that's okay. No, but sometimes I'm surprised. A guy like Chris Berman is huge.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's like, I don't know. When you see people on TV, they're just kind of on TV. And it's like, whoa. You know, he's a lot bigger than I thought he would be.
Ralph Iannotti. No, we like him. He's not to be fooled with either. Joe DiNardo. Sorry.
Please.
Joe DiNardo is the best.
No, he's an HOF, goat.
That red light, Mark the tractor trailer driver tells us that red light is there because people going the other way than where you guys are going keep launching themselves into the barriers and into that creek. It's happened a couple times. He's right.
No, but I've never seen this happen.
Fedco. Well, he does kind of, but that's.
But he's not on the air anymore.
Right. You've seen that red light stop you a couple times?
2 days in a row.
We're intertwining three different conversations, and it's glorious right now.
No, but it used to be, it was the one down at Glenshaw Crossing, at Butler, well, the lower one, the one, the southernmost or easternmost or whatever direction that is.
Uh-huh.
South, I guess.
Catherine Amenta. I don't know her.
I've never met her.
Yeah.
She was very nice, though.
Kevin Benton.
Bennett.
It's Kevin Bennett, pal. Get it right.
The reason he says that is because he's kids selling candy
yes. In
the parking lot by the stadiums. Yelled at him once and said, hey, Kevin Bennett.
You're rich. I know you from TV.
And they buy those year-old candy bars from those kids.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll just throw him a dollar just to keep your candy. Here's a dollar.
Albie Ox. Albie's a good guy.
Yeah.
Albie's the most harmless soul in America and one of the nicest guys you'll meet.
I believe he followed Sid out of town.
Wow.
Up to Nova Scotia, is still chasing him.
Andy Sheehan. Nah, Andy Sheehan's okay. Andy Sheehan's a big runner. Do you know that? He runs it.
He looks like a runner.
He doesn't tell people. He just runs a marathon. Like, he's one of those guys.
Well, I like that.
Doesn't make a big production out of it. All right, there's Jim. I'm Colin. We're having a good time. It's a fan morning show, pre-show. I don't know. We just got through 12 minutes of radio, didn't talk about anything, which is brilliant. We will talk about the Pirates to start. Brett Smiley, the editor-in-chief of sportshandle.com, he's going to tell us all about it. He's like one of these leading authorities on gambling. We talked to him at 7:30. Trevor Williams at 8:30, right? Trevor Williams at 8:30, producer Matt?
That is right.
That's all Jimmy T and Dan Hart. That's
yep.
None of your work. You didn't do anything. What, did you reach out to them yesterday?
Besides ask, yeah.
All right, good job by you. So 8:30, Trevor Williams, and we talked lots of Pirate baseball today, lots of different things. And I got a bone to pick with somebody at 7 o'clock, so that should be fun. This is the Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.